sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you solo today from Tour de Pizza. I will be the only one on the program today. Either that or I don't see you last in 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm just happy that we are the 2020 Stanley Cup champions.
It's just weird.
Champa Bay. Have you heard the coin phrase?
No.
Champa Bay?
I see it that happening as well. I truly do.
We have.
First and foremost, let me start it this way. After watching 2+ hours last night, I feel much dumber today.
You're talking about the debates?
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, the only thing worse than the debates is you and I doing this program every week.
No, last night was worse.
You think so?
Yeah, I did hear after the election they are going to make a remake of Dumb and Dumber. and they already have the two characters.
I mean, what your takeaway? What was your biggest takeaway?
You know, and somebody else said this too. I don't think anybody's opinion changed whatsoever.
Okay.
People that think one is a moron is going to continue to think it. People that think the other one's a moron is going to continue to think it. And probably those people like me that think both are morons are going to continue to think it.
Okay.
Do you think anybody's opinion changed last night? Do you think anybody took a vote from the other side last night?
Yeah, well, that's hard to tell. I don't know. I mean, being in the MMA world, my takeaway was...
We had an MMA fighter there.
Well, you, Colby Covington.
And when I say we, I say the MMA people.
But how cool is that? Like, you know, the...
It was cool.
Star of the UFC.
I don't know about star, but okay.
Tramponian, what are they called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he's a supporter. Trump supporter. A Trumpster.
Can you take that crap off now?
Well, I'm celebrating our win. I've never lived in a championship city. I mean, when I was in Indiana, I grew up in Evansville. We have nothing. No professional teams. I moved to Indianapolis. We have basketball and football, and they didn't win nothing. Went to Denver. They had already won all their stuff. You know, so I've never been in a championship city.
So, as a tool bag, explain this to me.
The blue dreads?
No, not your stupid. I'm not asking about your stupid.
The championship cup I'm drinking out of?
Your stupid appearance. My question is, as a fan, you're a fan. You're a tool bag. I get that.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to be a tool and be a fan.
I'm a supporter.
Well, you are an athletic supporter.
Yes.
I understand that.
I have a cup.
Explain to me the feeling... Today, when you didn't talk Lightning yesterday, you didn't talk Lightning last week, does that fall under that word bandwagon?
Well, I think the bandwagon tickets are free. They were online yesterday at 1 p.m.
Except for they were being sold on Craigslist right. For $250.
That's why I'm glad that I have a relationship with Eric Blankenship and the front office, that I was a fan of the Lightning before. I've been a fan ever since. I used to take my staff in limos to the Amalie Arena to watch and support our local team. So I'm a through and through.
All right. So I saw on the Book of Face people complaining about the purchasing of the tickets, of the trying to sell the tickets.
Right.
Give me your opinion, and I'll take the other side.
You know, it would be nice if – I mean, you can't have everybody there.
I'm not saying that.
I think you should pay. I think you should charge. I think you should pay.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I want your opinion on whoever that person was that had access to the tickets – was able to acquire the tickets and then put them up on a post on Craigslist for $250 a ticket. Do you have a problem with
that? No, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
I mean, people are going to pay what it's worth to them. And the market's going to dictate the volume and supply and demand. It's the true, the American spirit.
It's no different than some of the fans who are complaining that go out there and hawk free autographs and then they sell them.
Right.
Now, there are some people that were upset that have never done that, to the best of my knowledge, that have reached out, that have helped people. But it's supply and demand.
Yeah.
Why is it a problem? He had an access. It's no different than coming into a pizza shop or, you know, going to a burger place. I don't want to say the name, but
everybody's going to have to decide what the value is for them to be a part of the celebration. And if not, there's plenty of places to watch it for free that you don't have to be inside the event.
I've had many conversations with people about those fans that sit by the elevator at UFC events. You know, back when we were able to go to it, we would come down the elevator and there's these same people at every event getting autographs, getting autographs, getting autographs. And then you see them on eBay, on Craigslist. And a lot of people were upset and a lot of people are like, it's their job.
That's it.
It's what they do. They sit there for 24 hours to get as many autographs as they can to sell it.
Sure.
It's their job.
That's what they do. Everybody has a role.
And as you know, athletes are very intelligent.
They are.
They know, they see, they scribble autographs, they put X's, they put, you know, so it is what it is, and I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it, too. And I think, I mean, you and I sit cage side at events. We've been sidelined at football games. Yeah, I'm there, too. Huh. I'm right behind you in row two.
Okay.
I don't get the luxury seat like you do, Randy Harris.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, you as, and I know both, sometimes the best view of an event is not inside the arena or on the sideline. It's sometimes in your living room. Sometimes it's at the pre-party or the after-party or the free block party. You know, those are sometimes the greatest events.
The best seat in the house is in your living room house.
And yours especially because of the human touch chair.
That's true. I'm putting some new screens up too.
But just like Steve Lanay, who was our resident roadie and rock and roll star, you know, Steve was sitting in the VIP, you know, press box at, you know, a live soccer game in Brazil when the action is actually in the crowd. The energy of the people is in the mosh pits. You know, so just like at Ray J sitting in the press box is not nearly as fun at Monster Jam as it is down smelling the trucks and the gasoline.
That's definitely true.
So you know, it's, I think if you know, everybody's gonna have to put a value on what this ticket is worth to them, and if they want to show up tonight, look for me in the blue dreadlocks. I'll party with you.
Look for me, too.
And where are you going to be?
Well, you won't find me because I'm not going.
You'll be home on the...
Yeah, I'm not
home. Human touch?
I'm watching the baby, so everybody else can go.
Oh, thanks, man.
I don't have interest in going to it.
Well, because you've done everything. You've never... What was your first championship city? What was the first place you lived when the team won a championship that you can remember being old enough to enjoy the celebration, the parade, like, you know?
I guess that would be when I was in the military in Philadelphia.
And who won?
I believe the Sixers won.
Oh, the Sixers.
I believe that was the famous foul, foul, foul.
Okay.
Moses Malone. So, yeah, I would say Philly. I was in Boston, you know, for some of that stuff. I was in Philly, and I was coaching a little league team while I was in the military. And I remember this vividly. So the Sixers win.
Okay.
And one of the kids calls me. At least I think it was the Sixers. I'd have to Google it. Sixers or Phillies, whoever won in 80, 81, whatever it was. I get a phone call from one of the kids I'm coaching said, "Hey, coach, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm sitting in the living room watching." "Why?" He goes, "You want to join us? We're going to go burn cars tonight." This is a 12-year-old kid.
Was it Black Lives Matter? Would they have that back in the 80s?
I'm going to assume so.
Is that what they do?
I don't know. But to me, that's the funny thing, that you go and you win a championship, then you go and destroy your city.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
That happens every year, right?
And this 12-year-old kid said that to me. "Do you want to join us? We're going to burn cars tonight." I'm like, "Are you going to burn your own car? Whose car are you burning? And let me know so I'll park away from where you're going to be."
So do you think that's going to happen tonight in Tampa?
I don't know.
Are we going to burn our city down?
I don't know.
What? I mean, it hasn't even been built yet. The Water Street projects are all under construction.
I don't know nothing.
I thought we were planning for the 2021 Super Bowl. Like, all the construction is building up to that event. They better not mess it up.
They are not going to be the first champion, though, of this year.
Well, they could be all of them. The Rowdies are in the playoffs, right? The Tampa Bay Rays are first place.
Top seed.
The Bucks are leading the division.
Yeah, it's early to say that right now. I mean, you know, they're 2-1. I've still said that they're going to win the Super Bowl if Tom Brady stays healthy.
If we win all four of those.
Well, the Rowdies don't count.
And we become Tampa Bay.
Rowdies don't count.
Soccer counts.
It doesn't.
Football counts.
You're right.
Ask your boy.
No, you're right. I mean, my son loves soccer.
Not your boy. I think your boy that played football and now he's an NFL star.
Caleb.
Ben Knox.
I just don't think you count the rowdies in that group, but it's still a championship. I'm not demeaning them.
If we run the table, is Tampa the greatest sports city on the planet?
The second, maybe.
And how would it compare to other? You think of the best championship city, what's your go to? If you say, okay, what city is like just dominant in sports?
I mean, you'd have to think about it, because if you're talking about all of sports, you know, which I'm sure you are, you're not saying, you know, the greatest baseball, the greatest whatever. I mean, you'd have to, you know, give some serious thought, you know, to, you know, the upper, you know, Boston, because you've got football, basketball, and hockey. All I remember is when I was in the military in 1979, and I used to go to the Boston Garden, okay, you know, we'd get USO tickets and whatever. I have never seen anything as impressive as seeing all those banners.
Really?
You know, all the numbers, all the Celtics, you know, all the Bruins, everything that just hung up there was incredible. L.A., you know, you think Lakers, but other than the Lakers, what do they have?
They got the Kings. They had the Kings. You had the great one. So, I mean, he was.
I understand, but you're talking championships.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're saying championships, and I'm just doing this off the top of my head, you know, I have no idea, but I would imagine Boston has to have
the most combined, between the Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox even.
Throw the Red Sox in there. I didn't even bring
lately. I mean, like in the last 15 years,
you would have to say Boston, right?
I mean, it'd be hard. I mean, you got the Bulls with their run.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the Cubs. They won one.
So now you have the Bulls. And the Patriots wash each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so the lowest of the Boston area.
You got the Bruins. I mean,
it would be.
Are you calling it? Are you calling it early, like the election where they, official, Boston, the official greatest sports town in America?
You would. Well, again, I don't know about the greatest, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying the most.
Speaking of sports.
I would think. And again, I'm just guessing. We don't do research on this thing.
That's true. Speaking of sports, though.
I didn't even want to do this thing today.
That's true. And look, I drug you in, and look who showed up. That's Craig Williams from Hofacker & Associates, one of the greatest real estate guys I know. He's a great guy. I love that guy.
Okay.
But watching the Stanley Cup Final, I have a question for you.
Save the question. Let's hit this break.
I'll forget.
Well, that's what I was hoping. So if you remember, we will get to your question when we return. Live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pull, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back live at 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Hang on, I got a question for you.
Yes.
So all this crap that you're wearing.
Yes.
All right, it's just a lightning.
A lightning jacket.
Hold on a second.
Championship jacket.
Can you wait a second?
Of course.
A lightning face mask,
yes.
Blue dreads that look like they still have the price tag on. How long have you had the face mask?
Well, I bought it this morning.
Okay. So you've been a fan a long time.
Well, it still has that new COVID smell. You know what I mean? Like the mask when you put a fresh one on. It's so new. It's like we won the championship. Feels good.
It was cool. I watched it. I watched the end.
Aren't you excited about like?
Like I said, it's weird. And no, there is no asterisk, but my favorite memory of anything that I've done,
okay,
was the last minute when the Lightning won the Stanley Cup. Amalie Arena, the place was crazy. You're antsy. You're counting it down. Please hurry. Please hurry. I mean, my favorite event, obviously, was the Bucks winning the Super Bowl.
You know,
being out there for that, being in the locker room, hanging out with some of my buddies like Tom Brady.
I just wanted to see if you were listening. Tom Brady's your friend now?
Well, we go way back.
He's so good, he probably won the Super Bowl for you guys back in 04.
Well, it's not you guys. I had nothing to do with it. It's still my funniest story that's ever happened was in that locker room, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
But my favorite event, obviously, is the Bucks winning the Super Bowl. My favorite experience was that last minute. It was, you know, counting down. It was absolutely
incredible. That was the first time the Bolts had ever won, right? And it was owned by Mr. Davidson, right? Didn't he own... the Pistons too?
Yeah.
He owned two sports teams, I thought.
He was an owner. I don't know if he won then. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember you being allowed to be on the show. I'm going to remember. All right. So what was your question? Something about?
Well, so, you know, we always talk about the anthem. We always talk about, sports and the role of the anthem and the kneeling and all the politics behind it. So I'm watching the final game of the Stanley Cup, and they're in Canada playing – the final game, and the national anthem goes first before they play the Canadian national anthem.
That would be correct.
And my reason is why. Like, why in a foreign country, on someone else's soil, why would the American flag or an American anthem go first?
All right. Since you don't pay attention much, have you ever been to a Lightning game at Amalie Arena?
Yes. Ever? Yes. Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
I mean, I had a few cocktails, but
okay,
so
you don't remember.
I remember. I mean, I don't really get there early enough to watch the anthem.
The Canadian national anthem is played first at Amalie Arena here in the States, and then our national anthem is played. So in Canada,
so it's a respect thing.
Like, you're last. You're last.
Home versus like away.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Basically, I remember I got pissed one time when a Canadian hockey player sat during the national anthem years ago. And I made a comment. He goes, not my national anthem. I don't give a blank.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I just thought, you know, I thought it was odd that the American anthem went first.
So you think the Canadian should have gone first?
I thought so.
Why?
Because it was on their soil. Yeah, it's on their land.
So even though here the American national anthem is played last, you want it played first or last in Canada as well?
Why the side, like the home turf took precedent last of being first?
No, it's always your last.
Well, if it's my home, I'm doing it first. I'm going first.
It's just like, you know, in a jury trial. Well, how about I finally, at my age, I finally got a summons.
Wait, did you really? Yeah. You're going to jury trial?
We'll talk about that off the air.
Over under of you getting selected?
Zero. It's under.
Well, what are you going to tell them? That, you know,
it's under.
Not going to get it.
I'll take the wager if you want to, you know.
I can't do it.
Step up. All right. We're bouncing all over the place. I want to make a formal I was wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, somebody get me. Somebody record this. Steve, can you? All right. Here we go. Randy is wrong. And
I was wrong.
I am the greatest co-host you've ever had?
You're a moron. Israel is for real.
Oh, he's trying to become the goat.
He's a donkey.
Well, only because I don't know. Well, you cannot call him a donkey.
Yes, I can. Because I want to call him a jack, a double dollar sign.
Well, it's disrespectful what he did.
What he did was incredibly wrong.
It's terrible.
And to me, and I put this up on my social media, for you to blast Colby Covington for what he said, and, you know, I've reached out to Caleb because Caleb and I have a lot of, you know, friendly discussion. Caleb is one of those guys that you can have a discussion with and disagree. And as much as I hate to say it, Styles is a lot like that too.
Yeah, of course.
Styles puts a lot of stuff on Facebook to start crap, and he has admitted that.
He's an instigator. He's like you.
He is an instigator.
And you're an instigator too.
I respond to an instigator. Right. I don't think I necessarily start it. I just respond to it. I play into the instigator's hands.
But you like to play into it.
No, I don't. Because
if you went to the parade and were busy and doing fun stuff, you wouldn't sit at home and just mess with people on Facebook.
I
can save you tonight. We can go.
Once construction's done, you won't see me on Facebook anymore.
Really?
Oh, when we get this all taken care of,
you won't be on Facebook anymore.
I'm done.
But for those of you that are tuning in and don't know what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
At the end of the Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa fight, the fight was over.
When did he make the comment? Was that before or after?
I thought you were talking about the humping.
There was a humping, but he also made a comment that he was going to do something in Costa's corner.
Oh, right. Well,
I don't know if that was before or after.
It was before. Well, when he circled, pretended to release fluids towards the staff. Now, but the point was, in a fight situation, when the fight's over, when somebody's been beaten, right? When you physically can't fight anymore and the ref stops the fight, it's over. But Israel humped him, pretended to hump him in a sign of disrespect to show, like, dominance, to show...
I don't necessarily think that once the fight is over that bygones are bygones. I have always said that I dislike there can be hate, there can be all that hatred built up. They have a fist fight, and then they hug it out and go train together in Hawaii.
But this is martial arts.
I don't care.
Regardless of the sport.
I don't.
Or the promotion. This is martial arts.
I understand that.
And there's a respect for the mat. After the fight, Israel went back into the octagon alone. After everyone was gone, after everybody shut down, to show his respect for the mat. He kissed the mat. He sat in a stance on the mat to reflect.
Right.
There's a martial art unwritten rule of respect and code.
Unwritten rules are for losers.
But you say that there's no line in trash talking. That there's
no,
like last night we saw it firsthand with the president of the United States talking about the former vice president's son, like a son who passed away. There's definitely rules of trash talking.
There's no rules in trash talking. Zero. None.
You don't think that was low? You don't think
absolutely not.
Really?
I don't think what he said last night about Hunter Biden was bad. It wasn't wrong. Now, we don't have to get political, but when it's trash talking, there are no lines in trash talking.
There's none. So humping a guy that's unconscious.
That was disrespectful, and I didn't like it. I'm not saying that I liked it, but there are no lines. I thought that made him look worse than me, which is pretty difficult sometimes.
Right.
You know. But no, I think there are no rules in trash talking. If I dislike you, why would I care what I say to you? I like you and I don't care what I say to you.
This is true.
Right?
This is true.
Okay.
But man, I don't know. And what Israel did was so disrespectful.
It was disrespectful.
But at the same time, who on the planet can stop them from doing it again?
Well, it's kind of like all these people that get so upset and, you know, at the Saints game, and they were upset that the Saints tried to score again. It's your job to stop them from scoring. It's your job to stop Israel from being able to do that to you. It was very disrespectful. I didn't like it.
Are there any repercussions of it? Are there any
from who?
From the commission, from the UFC? I mean, will anything come of it? I mean,
probably not. Have you even heard anything about it?
No.
You know, so probably not. Nothing, will happen or whatever. Maybe a little, you know, don't do that again kind of thing. My whole thing was for Israel to say the stuff that he said about Colby, and Colby was trash talking. I don't know if it, and I put this on Facebook, if what he said about my guy. I mean, let's be honest, and we all know that. Usman's my guy.
That is your boy.
Usman has been on the show. He's been involved with us from when these Ultimate Fighter days. It's not jumping on the bandwagon once he became the world champion. So normally, I would defend, well, I would always defend what I think is right, but I would always lean or want to lean towards my friend. And Oos is my guy.
Sure.
I kind of feel like WWE now. Oos. That was that whole thing last night, the pay-per-view. Or Monday or Sunday night pay-per-view.
Okay.
It was Roman Reigns against his cousin. And, you know, that's all, you know, the two brothers are Oos. Hey, Oos, what's up? Oos. Usman's my guy. Is what Colby Covington said racist? I'm asking you a question. It was trash talking.
Yeah.
You know, it was talking crap.
I mean, it goes back to like...
My wife corrected me. Now, do you remember what he said?
No.
Okay. He said something about smoke screen from his tribe back in Nigeria.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what he said. It was something like that.
That's right.
And my wife said, smoke screen is from the Indians, not the Africans. So if that's in fact what he said, how can that be racist when he was wrong?
I'm just saying. It's one of those, I don't know, man, there's so many ways you could take that.
And when you dislike a person, why should you care what, and Caleb and I talked about that. And Caleb told me on the football field things that he was called. And he goes, it's trash talking. And I know I've told this story before. I was playing basketball here in St. Pete with a bunch of guys and a friend of mine, a black friend of mine. And he was called the N-word.
Right.
And he stopped and everybody thought a big fist fight was going to happen.
Sure.
And you know what he said? And I use the same words, not because he said it. He goes, I don't even know you, and you don't know me. Why would I care what you call me? I just dunked on you.
That's true.
Run down the other end.
That's true.
You know? So if you dislike somebody, there is no rules in trash talking,
in my opinion. So the real question is...
You should hear the things I say about you.
I'm sure. And I'm sure they're probably racist, too. I'm sure the... But the question of the hour is Israel versus John Jones... going to happen? Is that a viable fight? Does it happen? And who wins?
I don't think it happens, especially with John going up to heavyweight.
Did you see what he wrote?
Coming back down to get his belt.
Well, not that. He said that Israel, like, don't, he's like, he's been training with heavyweight, that he would literally rip Israel's arm off. That, you know,
I would still say John Jones wins that fight, but I do have a different opinion of Israel.
He looked so sharp.
He looked awesome.
I mean, textbook, clinic. You know.
Was there any second of that fight that you thought Paulo Costa was going to win the fight?
No.
From the time the gate door shut.
And I have a theory on why Paulo lost the fight.
Because Israel was better.
No, because the Brazilians, because I live there, because I train with them, they have this old school mindset of like cutting weight for a weight goal. They fail to use the science. So Paulo... He gassed out. You could see round two, the glycogen, he burned up. His body was like, it was just malnutrition. You know, they just didn't cut weight right. And so I think that's probably the biggest reason he lost.
Just received a email from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, let's go.
A PDQ exclusive that they're doing.
Okay.
They're going to do Buccaneer souvenir cups.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you remember back in the day, 7-Eleven Slurpees, and
yeah,
you could get all the players. And I still have the USA Dream Team cups. And, you know, you used to be able to get, I think I still have a Pete Rose and a Mike Schmidt. So listen to the list of Buccaneers that are now available at PDQ.
Is this all time or just current roster?
No, just current.
Okay.
Shaq Barrett.
Yep.
Lavonte David.
Okay.
Chris Godwin.
Yep.
O.J. Howard. Jason Pierre-Paul.
Okay.
Sue. Via. And Devin White.
So I couldn't afford the licensing for Brady, Gronk.
Evans.
They ran out of money.
I guess. I would be curious how they decided, you know, do they have automatic rights to, or why you wouldn't do Mike Evans. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not jumping on Brady and Gronk just yet, even though why not? Because you know it would sell. You don't think you go in there, and I'd be curious. Not curious enough to stop at a PDQ, but I would still be curious. Do you get to pick which one, or is it random? Like, that was like the McDonald's case back in the day. Yeah, yeah. It was just whatever. Sure. And you would have to say, hey, listen, if I buy two sodas, can one be Shaquille O'Neal? Can one be Michael Jordan? Do I have to always get, who was the point guard of the Phoenix Suns? It's Nash.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Nash.
Kevin Nash?
Yeah, Kevin Nash.
He could have played basketball. He was like 7 foot.
Yeah, he probably could have. Mm-hmm. Could have, would have, should have. All right, believe it or not, one quarter down.
Already?
Yeah.
How do we get through that?
I don't know. The more important question is, how do we get through the next one? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave Parker from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
5 Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. You know, something that we haven't really talked about is Dominic Reyes.
Dom.
And his fight. And
I mean, I think if there's any doubt of, you know, maybe last time he thought he beat John Jones.
Well, he didn't think it. He did beat John Jones.
Well, that's the overall. Well, he didn't win, according to the judges, which is only three people that matter, according
only
to
two,
you.
Only two of the three matter.
Well.
I'm saying you only need two.
So he did not win. But a lot of people in the eyes of public opinion, he did win. And I think if there's any doubt.
Well, it doesn't change.
You don't think it changes?
No, absolutely not. Dominic Reyes, in my opinion, beat John Jones. Whether he won, lost, didn't fight, didn't make.
Is there any doubt that Błachowicz is now like the champion? Like,
he is the champ.
Like, convincingly. Oh, what, Siri?
Wow. How'd Siri jump on?
Siri, who is the champion of the light heavyweight division of the UFC?
The champion is not John Jones.
Is that because he vacated it?
Why do you ask such stupid questions?
Just ask. Because people don't know. Like, this show has new audiences every day.
Yes.
They don't know the rules and regulations of the sport like you do.
John Jones is not the light heavyweight champion of the world because he relinquished the belt.
And you can just do that. You can just give away the belt. Just say, I don't want to do it anymore.
No, he just said, I don't want to be the light heavyweight champ anymore. He's going to go up to heavyweight.
And why would he move up to heavyweight? Is it because he's afraid of Błachowicz?
First of all, he wasn't running from anybody. Yeah, for anybody to even think that is insanity.
Is the weight cut too much? Is it too hard for him to make 205 now, so he wants to go to more comfortable weight? Is it because he wants to challenge himself against the heavyweights? Because like in boxing, the heavyweights are like the you know, premium top tier of boxing is the heavyweight title.
If it was me,
yes,
the fat, short, old guy,
yes,
I'm not looking for a bigger challenge. Keep me at light heavyweight. Let me keep beating these knuckleheads and putting bank in the, or in the words of Quentin Rampage Jackson, putting cheddar in the bank.
Okay.
All right. To go up because you cleaned out. No, I wouldn't have done it, but he did. And so will he fight Stipe next? Most likely. You know, I know there's talk. First it was, then it wasn't. You know, Ngannou. I want to see John Jones Israel now more than I did before.
Oh, yeah, after Israel's performance.
I still think John Jones wins.
Okay.
I still think
the experience?
Just because I think John Jones is the GOAT right now.
Yeah.
He is the GOAT. Now, he has opened himself up to legacy, hurting legacy, because if he goes up to heavyweight and now is not dominant, that GOAT status could go away. And most likely will.
Even in a different division, even in a heavier.
Because people don't look at it that way. They look at, oh, the guy's now losing. They're not looking that now he's fighting the heavyweight champ, or he's fighting Ngannou, or he's fighting, give me anybody, it don't matter.
Cormier.
Well, he'd beat Cormier at heavyweight, too. I'm pretty sure of that. And I don't think he needs to go to heavyweight, dominate heavyweight, to be considered the GOAT, because he already is, in my opinion, the GOAT.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but it'll be interesting to see. A couple things that I did want to kind of throw out.
Okay.
So, video games.
Yes.
If you could own any video game.
Okay.
Any video game of any game that you ever played, what would it be? You know, the big stand-up. You know, I've done some stuff with, you know, Arcade 1-Up. I just purchased another one that's on sale at... I don't want to say their name, so
okay.
They're from was it Bentonville?
Okay,
Arkansas.
Got it. I mean, you know what? It's cheesy. It's kind of like it's one of the low graphic games of all time. It's probably one of the most simple games of all time, but it was called Super Sprint, and it had three wheels, and it had like a blue car and a yellow car and like a red car, and man, you could just whip that wheel like it was a full body workout, and you know, you'd hit the oil slicks and spin around, and you'd catch a little. Yellow wrenches that would pop up, and
I remember that.
And you could upgrade your motor and upgrade your
I do remember that.
That was my favorite game. I spent more money on that game as a kid.
Thank you for asking. If I could own anyone,
yes, and
I would go Q-Bert.
Q-Bert.
Do you remember Q-Bert?
Yeah, like the little square changing dude.
Yeah, I loved Q-Bert. I want to get it, but Arcade 1-Up, I don't believe, makes that.
Okay.
And I've seen one for like $3,000.
Wow.
I don't like it that much.
Yeah, right.
Especially when I bought Space Invaders. for $149 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
$149
wow.
to have it in my house.
You know what I always wanted to do in my restaurant, my pizzeria? Remember those like countertop ones where you had the joystick under the plexiglass?
Yeah.
And you have like Pac-Man.
Well,
and
they
like,
have them.
So I was going to line my restaurant with them, but they're like $1,500 a piece.
Well, they're not, but okay.
Really?
Yeah.
They're cheaper than that?
They're $300-$400.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe I'll invest in a couple here.
Yeah.
Because that's how I grew up, man, going to the Pizza Inn with my dad.
Yeah, no, it would be cool.
It was right at the end of the salad bar, and I'd be sitting there playing, and I'd have my pizza on top and take a bite every once in a while.
Yep.
Those are good days.
As long as you clean it because of COVID.
Yeah, or because of grease, you can't see the characters.
Well, you don't worry about the grease. Who cares? It's just, you know, you mainly have to worry about the COVID. And then I also saw in the Book of Face, and I'm going to ask you this question. Whoever this company is doing a signing with all of the living, so that you can't act stupid, okay. All the living characters from Rocky.
Oh, okay.
So they just got Apollo, Carl Weathers.
Sure.
Whatever her name is, Tali, you know, whatever. Obviously, Sly.
Burton, Adrian.
Adrian. Yep. I wonder if Antonio's going to be involved in that.
I had a dream about Sylvester Stallone.
I don't want to hear this.
No, I did. I had a dream, and like I came to the restaurant, and he was like here, and like and I didn't tell you, and then like you came in, and like you didn't know that he was here, and I didn't tell you, and you're like, how could you keep this from me? You were so mad. Like it was like the worst thing I could ever do to you is if Sylvester Stallone came here to as a surprise announcement, and I think that's kind of I think you know what it was Hugh the Wolverine, the UFC fighter, MMA guy. Came here last Sunday unannounced, and I didn't call you. Like, hey, a fighter's coming in. Because usually you come over and hang out and like make pizzas, and I think it was that. I think it was.
And you know what's funny about that story?
Huh.
That happened.
Yeah, right.
In reverse, and not Stallone.
Oh, really?
So, I'm at my old gym, David Vieira's gym in Pinellas County, and I brought over Randy Couture and his ex-wife Kim.
Uh huh.
And they did some training, and we did some grappling, and, you know, that's where the picture of him choking me and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't really know. I probably didn't pay attention then, because Joe Marquis is a lot like you. I don't listen to either one of you.
Okay.
And Joe still talks about that's his favorite athlete, and I didn't call him to tell him. And, you know, he was at our gym for like 3 or 4 hours, and Joe was at home, you know, eating sandwiches or whatever. And he brings that up on a regular basis.
Wow.
So, A, that's ironic that was your dream. B, I don't want to listen to any of your dreams. And three, I would kill you.
You don't want to be inside my dream.
My brother's wife, so my sister-in-law, has been in Sly's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, she worked for a competitor to HSN.
Okay.
And I guess she did stuff with Stallone's wife, you know, jewelry or whatever. And so, yeah, there's a picture.
Well, he's a big pizza guy. He's always eating pizza in L.A. He loves pizza. So we get him here. Bring her to the restaurant.
Sure.
Sly, come here.
Sure.
We almost had the what was it, the carpenter? We almost had the carpenter here.
Yeah, well, Clay will be here.
It's nice to see Clay Saturday.
They had to take his fighter one of his fighters to the hospital. We went to a pretty cool event.
Yeah.
You know, I liked everything except, and I'm going to, you know me.
The
I'm
Global Region, or Region, what's the name
it
of
it? It was Global. Promotion?
Global Region.
They need better security.
Really?
Yes.
To keep out the hecklers?
You can't allow people to stand like that. You know, we were on the table.
Yes.
And they allowed people to stand right behind us screaming.
Right behind you screaming at the top of their lungs. Three females with the highest pitched voices of all voices.
One, she had to be no more than 9.
She must have been an angel because it was such a high pitch.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I saw dogs outside. Lassie came. Did you see Lassie? Lassie made it. I ran down the ramp.
I remember I was judging, and WCFL is this Saturday as well over at the Boys and Girls Club in Tampa. And, you know, I'm judging, and all these people are behind me screaming and hollering. And I'm like, I can't. How about some security here?
Yeah.
Get rid of this crap.
Yeah.
Totally brutal.
But it was a great event. It was I thought it was a great fight. And, you know, it was nice to finally meet Lorenzo Hunt and brought him back for a little pre-party or post-party. And so we'll get to that next after our next break, which is happening right now. You're listening to Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North.
Brought to you by
8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
What's the Grim Reaper? The Grim Reaper's been hitting again.
What's that mean?
The Grim Reaper.
Jim Palmer?
You know who the Grim Reaper is, right?
No.
The Grim Reaper is the guy who takes you, Death, Dr. Death.
Oh, like the Santa Claus guy? Like the mythical, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't you seen those TV commercials about the dish and he's got the big...
I did see something like that.
I guess over the weekend, Jay Johnstone passed away, if you're familiar with him.
No.
Then you need to do some research.
Was he the Grim Reaper?
No. Jay Johnstone was a Major League Baseball player, played for the Dodgers, the Phillies, a few other teams.
Okay.
Then he went and did a lot of TV. He did the baseball's funniest moments and kind of stuff.
Okay.
A big card.
Like a bloopers, one of the blooper shows?
I believe Jay Johnstone is the one that told the legendary story. He was in Japan, and he was an American. Most of the in Japan, obviously, were Japanese on the team.
Right.
And I think you're allowed like one or two Americans or whatever. I'm pretty sure this was the Jay Johnstone story because it definitely would sound like him. Anybody who knows anything about Jay Johnstone. So they're all in the dugout.
Okay.
And a cockroach runs across the dugout floor.
Okay.
And one of the players says to the player, and again, I'm assuming if I remember the story that it's Jay Johnstone, says to Jay, I'll give you $100 if you eat that cockroach.
Okay.
And Jay Johnstone says, $100. If every player gives me $100, I'll do it.
Okay.
And they all said yes. He ate the cockroach and he went and he bought a TV.
Really? Yeah. I mean, but over there, they eat all kind of insects and bugs and like weird stuff. Isn't that how the corona started? Bats and stuff?
Well, the reason I brought up Jay Johnstone is, which again is an awful number because things go in threes.
Yes.
And, we had three deaths with Jay Johnstone being the third. And this morning, there was another one.
Uh-oh.
Do you know who Mac Davis was? Country singer?
No.
Mac Davis was pretty big in the 70s and 80s.
Really?
In the Country Hall of Fame. He's in the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. I remember Mac Davis. Did a lot of TV as well.
Okay.
So now that vicious cycle, there's two more.
Yeah.
So if you're a celebrity, so you're lucky. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're a celebrity, be careful.
That's why the Grim Reaper can't find me because I always change my hair color. He doesn't know what he's looking for in the crowd. He's like, oh, it's red. No, it's blue. Because the Lightning are Stanley Cup champions.
And you're going tonight.
Speaking of the Grim Reaper, did you see the guy on the beach who would dress up as the Grim Reaper and go out and basically a COVID awareness kind of thing, like scaring people into social distancing, and like he would cause all kind of craziness on the beach.
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't know much about being a Grim Reaper, but I would assume it would be very hot wearing an all black robe on the beach in the middle of the day.
Well, at least not today. Today was a nice chilly one.
It's true. So maybe he's back out. Maybe he's looking for his next victim.
Chilly may not be the right word, but...
But that's why I keep the hair. I change my disguise. I'm somebody, Randy Harris. I can't just meet people out. I have to kind of go incognito, have to bring security detail.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
You're a nobody.
No. I'm somebody.
You're nobody.
No, I'm a somebody.
Have you ever heard the commercial, John Morgan, you know, who is one of the MMA media guys?
Well, is he really?
Yeah, he's a media guy.
Oh, I thought you said John Morgan as in Morgan and Morgan.
Well, that is, but I was trying to.
Okay.
So he said that, you know, the commercial is something about somebody calls him up and says, I need some help, but I'm a nobody. And then John Morgan is like, nobody's a nobody and everybody's a somebody, and except for you.
These are facts. And I am somebody. I'm everybody to somebody.
No, you are something to someone.
There you go.
That's about the extent.
I am the co-host to you, my friend.
You're the co-host.
Speaking of the co, is the co going to meet me at the parade tonight? We're partying. We got to celebrate this championship. In fact, I want to know what people out there do to celebrate their championships. When their city wins the coveted prize.
They burn.
They
burn, baby, burn.
What are we going to burn? I guess I got to burn my truck.
It's not going anywhere.
I blew one tranny, and all of a sudden, like, it's just a, you know. Yeah, you blow one tranny, Steve, and all of a sudden it's, you know, your whole reputation is gone.
Burn it down.
Might as well. Sorry, trash.
You know, I talked about it, you know, at the beginning of the show. I've never understood, and I don't expect that to happen, you know, tonight and tomorrow night. Is something tomorrow night, too?
I think it's just tonight. I think there's the parade at 5, and then Ray J's having the thing at 7.
How are they getting the boat from the canal to Ray J?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Are they flooding the streets, or what are they doing?
That would be. I mean, if a high tide comes in at the same time, a tropical storm, that could happen.
I think it's going to be this. Well, not I think, I know. It's the same numbers that they're allowing for Sunday's game and USF's game. I think it's the 22,000-25,000 range that will be able to be in attendance.
So what's a bigger championship?
I was just told how the boats are getting there.
Oh, how are they getting there?
On Victor Hedman's back.
Oh, he does carry a lot of weight.
Dude's a stud.
That guy's a beast.
And he only won the MVP, I think, by one vote. Because really, there was a few people,
sure,
you know, that could have won it. But Hedman, I think, now set, he's number 3 on the list of scoring by a defenseman. I believe they call him an offensive defenseman.
Yeah. He's a beast.
He is.
But yeah, the whole city.
So you see him when he skated over, you know, to get the Conn Smythe? He literally looked like the Jolly Green Giant. So, you know, Beckman is probably 3'1", and on skates, Hedman's probably 9'4", and it looked it.
I did. No, I don't know. I mean, what's a bigger deal? Does the sport matter? Like, is winning the Super Bowl for the city of Tampa going to be a bigger deal than the Stanley Cup versus the Baseball World Series trophy? Like, does the sport matter?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does matter, but you're still going to treat the Stanley Cup the same as you would. I just think football is a bigger sport. You know, football is massive.
Uh-huh.
I think football, NFL, or even if you want to go to collegiate, has more fans than the NHL does. I mean, that's a proven fact. So in that scenario, then, yeah, you would have to say that winning the Super Bowl in February, when the Bucks win the Super Bowl in February, if Tom Brady stays healthy, it would be bigger. I also do think this whole cluster that's happened, it's still no asterisk, but it does bring it down a little bit.
It does. But I'll tell you what it does bring up is, I think, the morale of our community.
Sure.
Because right now I feel like the whole area has a boost and a pump, a pep in their step.
Do you think Mark Cuban's going to pick up more people at gas stations, you know, Dallas Star fans that are now all upset? You heard the story, right?
No.
All right, we'll talk about that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty impressive that Mark Cuban stepped up when allegedly family members did not.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting story.
Okay.
And we will touch base on that, you know, when we return. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
All right now, baby, it's all right now. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.